Following on from Syzygy's boo on his lift experience, he just reminded me of the lifts with the buttons on the outside. Yes, I've worked in some London offices, like particularly Dunbar Bank, where they have those lifts and where there are no buttons in the lift, and in fact there are no buttons on the outside of the lift, so you get a pass from the receptionist, or you go through the receptionist, and the receptionist programs into the computer which floor you're going to, and then tells you go to lift number two or lift number three or whatever it is. And so you go to lift number two, and you just have to wait, and that you it's completely out of your control. There is nothing to press and nothing to do, and it's horrible because you really don't know what's happening, and you look at the receptionist and think, well, am I supposed to be doing something? You feel even more stupid than just a normal lift where you have to press a button and nothing happens. So you're looking around and you're hoping that she did press it and she didn't forget you because she's now busy with something else. Then a lift comes and you get in, and then again, there's nothing to do. So you have no control, you don't know where you're going, you hope that it's all been programmed correctly. It's quite horrible. And fortunately, then you land and it's on the right floor often, but sometimes not. And what about if you got it wrong? What about if actually you should have been on floor six instead of floor five? How do you get up to that other floor? So I was just inspired to write that. House lifts are scary. And I'm also reminded of the whole human behaviour thing in lifts, how, especially if it's packed, you know, we don't look at each other and we try to guard our personal space as closely as possible because then people are standing too close to us and it's horrible. And I have noticed as well, if it's a lift full of men and there's a female in the lift with a low-cut top on, or you know, a sort of got her lovely legs showing or something like that. They're all trying to not look, but it's, if pardon the expression, in your face. And you can see that every single person wants to look down the girl's top, but no one dare. But they probably can in their peripheral vision, so it's probably quite a good experience. I don't know. I'm not a man. Yeah. Thanks, Syzygy.